Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Friday, y'all. What's up? Where the hell y'all at out there? America. Now, I want to talk about last night's game, where the Sacramento Kings got their ass whooped by the New Orleans Pelicans. Yes, these Sacramento Kings, these are the same motherfuckers that own my Lakers every time they played them. Darren Fox turns into Kobe Bryant. They love playing the Lakers. They always beat the Lakers over and over and over. They own the Lakers, but every time these motherfuckers play another team, they always lay a fucking egg, get their ass whooped. They get owned by other teams, just like they own the Lakers. Ladies and gentlemen, what I would like to know is how in the hell the Sacramento Kings can always whoop the Lakers' ass, but as soon as they go up against another motherfucking team, they always come up short. It's like they don't know how to play basketball no fucking more. Ain't that some shit? They don't know how to win. They can't beat the other teams, but they can beat the Lakers, yeah. They turn into some motherfucking Saiyans on the Lakers, full power mode on their asses. Ain't that some shit? They go hard on my Lakers, but these motherfuckers always laying a fucking egg when they go up against other teams. But you know what? I'm like this. I'm a diehard Laker fan, and I'm a fan of any motherfucking team that can beat the Sacramento Kings. Any team that always own my Lakers, I'm a fucking fan of in the moment when they going up against their ass. Sacramento Kings, huh? Yeah, just like I said, these motherfuckers are Billy Badasses when they go up against my motherfucking Lakers. Yeah, soon as they go up against another team, they lay a big ass turd in the motherfucking floor. They lay a big ass egg. What y'all gotta say, Kings? How does it feel to get your ass whooped and owned like y'all own the Lakers? What about that, huh? What y'all had to say about that? Sacramento King fans, I know some of you motherfuckers out there. Kings, I would like to know, how does it feel to get your ass on? That's what y'all do to the Lakers, huh? It's funny. Every time they go up against the motherfucking Lakers, of course the Lakers don't have an answer. They get up and play right when it's time to go against the Lakers. It's the same with other teams in the NBA. Them motherfuckers always seem to find the fountain of youth. They find life when they go up against the Lakers. When it comes to other teams, all them motherfuckers start falling asleep. They don't know how to play basketball no more. They lay their eggs. They losing. They going through shit. They all of a sudden start struggling. But I'm getting sick and tired of this shit. Why is it every time anybody face the Lakers, all of a sudden they fucking healthy? They playing like fucking Superman, Batman, and Robin. All of a sudden, they done found the fountain of youth. They done found some life when they go up against the Lakers. But as soon as they face another motherfucking team, it's RIP. It's lights out. They get their ass whooped. They start losing. They start struggling. They don't have an answer. But funny, every time they go into the Lakers, they got every fucking answer on the motherfucking cheat sheet. Ain't that about a bitch? Then you got Brandon Ingram. Now all of a sudden, this motherfucker wanna come back. Is it Sunday? Whatever hell the Lakers play? Now all of a sudden, he wanna come back. All of a sudden, he fucking healthy. You know what? The Clippers used to be like that too before the Lakers start whooping their ass. You know, have y'all noticed that, ladies and gentlemen? All of a sudden, them motherfuckers, Kawhi and PG, oh, we healthy now. We feeling better now. Once it's time to go up against the Lakers, before the Lakers start whooping their ass, all of a sudden, they healthy all of a sudden. Other than that, the motherfuckers are all injured. Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, I got a knee injury, a back injury, motherfucking muscle spasms. Oh, I don't feel like playing all of a sudden. But soon as they go up against the Lakers, I'll be damned. All these motherfuckers are all healthy, ready to go. They get up for the fucking Lakers. I'm so sick of that phony shit. Then you got motherfuckers that treat the Los Angeles Lakers, my Lakers, like a motherfucking retirement home or some shit. Have y'all noticed that shit? when motherfuckers be playing against the Lakers, they be whooping their ass, whooping the Lakers' ass, right? But soon as them motherfuckers join the Lakers, they don't know how to play fucking basketball. All of a sudden, they struggling. All of a sudden, they fucking injured. They don't know how to fucking play. They struggling. They don't know what to fucking do. Ooh, I'm sick of that shit. Man, this is some bullshit, NBA. To all the motherfucking teams out there, fuck y'all. Don't ever join the Lakers. Shit. You know what? Out of all, everybody go to the motherfucking Lakers. Dinwiddie is the only player on that motherfucking team that plays that he got some damn sense, some type of urgency to try to help the Lakers win. Fuck Gabe Vincent and every other motherfucker that doesn't play right on the Lakers that was on another team. It's funny that a motherfucker, it's strange that soon as motherfuckers join the Lakers, they don't know what to fucking do. They forget how to play basketball. But every time on another motherfucker team, they find life. They play better. Like, take for instance, ladies and gentlemen, like Russell Westbrook. That motherfucker was dragging my Lakers, bringing down the value of the team. He was throwing all these fucking bricks. He didn't know how to play. But soon as that motherfucker ended up on the Los Angeles Clippers, he found life. All of a sudden, he rejuvenated. Now, all of a sudden, he know how to play basketball again. But when he was on the Lakers, he was fucking up so much. LeBron James said, hey, I am done. We are through with Russell Westbrook. We got to get him out of here. Got to get rid of him. Ain't that some shit? Shit is crazy to the motherfuckers. So y'all just looking all to all the teams, ladies and gentlemen, and the NBA, I think they're looking at the Lakers like a motherfucking punching bag. It's a good well, an easy team. They can get better. Get well. Get some fucking life. Find the fountain of youth. It's some crazy shit. I would like to know, from all the teams out there and all the motherfucking players, why is it that y'all can always play against the Lakers? Beat the fucking Lakers. Any other team, y'all can't beat but the Lakers. I would like to know, how the hell y'all do that shit? Why is it that y'all want to play? How is it that all of a sudden y'all so fucking healthy? How is it that y'all find a fountain of youth every time y'all go up against the Lakers? Than other teams. But as soon as y'all face some other motherfucking teams, how is it that y'all fucking struggle? Lay eggs. Don't I know how to fucking play all of a sudden? Then some of you motherfuckers out there, why is it that y'all can play good until y'all get on the Lakers? Then y'all don't know how to play no fucking more. Something wrong with y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. Thank you for tuning into the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Go Lakers, man. Now, I agree with Charles Barkley. From last night on NBA on TNT. Eddie don't suck. No, he doesn't. Neither does LeBron, ladies and gentlemen. From me to y'all, it's the others that suck. They got to do their part. They can't expect LeBron James and Eddie to do everything. Why don't they do their motherfucking part? They act like they're afraid to play when LeBron plays. They play better without him. I mean, come on, man. Don't you know if you play better with him on, if you play good while he on the court, he'll have faith in your ass. LeBron James shouldn't have to do every fucking thing. You shouldn't be losing just because AD's out, he's injured. You don't see all them other motherfucking teams struggling when all their star players are out. They still try to next man up, do what they got to do to win. I mean, come on, man. That's some bullshit. Common sense would tell you this. If you play good while LeBron is on the motherfucking floor, y'all the others, don't you know he will have faith in you and say, okay, let me pass the ball. Let me sit back. Y'all go ahead and do what y'all got to do to get us the W. But these motherfuckers act like it's awkward. Like they're afraid to play with LeBron as on a damn court. You can't expect LeBron James to do everything. Basketball is a team game. Ladies and gentlemen, this night tonight, Friday night, the Lakers need to play like a motherfucking football team. It's a team game. Everybody work all together like a well-oiled machine. Stop that walking around on some motherfucking circles. Stop expecting LeBron James to do everything when he on the court. Then when he not fair, y'all just, I mean, what the fuck, man? This is bad. When LeBron James was in there, they wasn't doing shit. Were you expecting to play better without him? and he was there, and the motherfuckers were still struggling. I mean, damn. LeBron James and AD don't suck. They do their job. It's the other motherfuckers. It's the others. They need to pick up their fucking balls and start playing better. Shit. Make LeBron better. Take some weight off and make it to where it won't be so hard for y'all to get a W. Y'all on a motherfucking roster to play. Not expect LeBron to do everything. Standing around in circles, walking, passing the ball, trying to get a foul call. What the fuck, man? Basketball is a motherfucking team game. Not it's LeBron James, only when he on the court. So you motherfuckers just stand around in circles, walk around like you fucking drunk. It's the others. Shout out to Rui Hachimura, you know. He was saying on his Twitter thing, you know, about this team gonna lose, that team gonna lose, Lakers back up at 8, whatever. But he know what to do. The Lakers know what to do. They need to fucking go for a run. Stop expecting LeBron James to do every damn thing, especially AD. Y'all motherfuckers gotta do something, contribute. You there for a fucking reason. Not walk around in circles and expect LeBron James to do everything. They had him on the court before, and them motherfuckers was lighting people up. Now all of a sudden, they don't know what to, they don't know how to play basketball when LeBron is on the court. By everything supposed to go through him. We're waiting on LeBron to carry us to the promised land. Motherfucker, it's a team game. Not, it's only LeBron James game. He only do what he can do, and we had to follow. I mean, come on, man. I know we make everybody better, but come on. Do your motherfucker part. Do your job. Stop depending only on LeBron James to carry the fucking team when he like 100 years old. Man, that's real shit. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Go Lakers! Whoop some ass tonight, damn it. Shit.